keeping my heart pumping. I love it. How do I keep my heart pumping? How do I keep my life going smoothly, harmoniously, happily? How do I keep my heart pumping? Well, I don't really have to worry about it. As long as I love it, it will keep pumping for me and keep giving me all of the energy and all of the vitality and all of the life-giving force that the heart pumping blood through my body does. Oh, a heart pumps quite a bit, you know. It's really quite an amazing thing when you consider what the heart does and how it works. The heart pumps 2,000 gallons of blood a day through the body. 2,000 gallons a day is being pumped through my body every single day. Wow, that's exciting. But it's the most normal, ordinary thing in the world. And the heart doesn't complain. It's perfectly designed to keep pumping and pumping and pumping forever. It's the perpetual machine. It is always going. It has, of course, our energy. It has, of course, our intelligence. When we feel sad, the heart doesn't pump as nicely as when we feel glad. And when we are athletes and going out into the athletic arena, playing ball or golf or whatever we're playing, the heart pumps even more powerfully, but still harmoniously with what its purpose is to be. It has 50 million gallons of blood to pump in a lifetime in our body. 50 million gallons to pump along and do its job. And all that the heart asks of us is that we love it. All the heart wants from you or me or anybody is that we love it. For when we love our heart, we think good thoughts about our heart. We have good vibrations about our heart. And the vibrations about our heart are what are called E-N-E-R-G-Y, energy. And this energy is uncompromising. It's always there. It's beautifully there. And it's wonderfully doing its job. And we don't even know about it. We have the vaguest idea of how this energy functions and how it does. But it does. It's sort of beyond our ken, but it does function just fantastically. So, every day we pump these 2,000 gallons of blood through our body, and we do it lovingly and joyfully, and our heart does not complain. Our heart always says, sure, that's my job. That's what I do. And now it's your job to keep the energy flowing in the body. For the moment you cut the energy off, kaput, there goes the body, there goes the heart. Everything stops. Nothing more for it to do. The business of the body and the heart is out of business. But keeping my heart pumping, all I have to do is love it. And when I love it, I take the universal energy that I am, and it's all around me. It's not only in me. It's in every living thing. It's in everything. It's in every non-thing. It's in the nothingness of the universe and the allness of the universe. That energy keeps my heart pumping. And that energy, whether we name it any one of many possibilities, that energy is love. And that energy of love is so fantastic and so unlimited and so always there. That energy of love is always doing its perfect job. Now, that energy of love is not pumping the blood through our body. It allows our heart to pump the blood through our body. That energy of love says to the machine, I love you. It's just like we talk so often about our cars and how we like to have a new car, and if there's any dust that gets on a new car, we flick it off with our handkerchief, and we want to keep it so perfect, pristine. Well, no. That's sort of a possessive love, and it's not too bad. But that possessive love is what theoretically our heart needs. It needs us to always be flicking off from it anything unlike its nature, unlike what the heart really is. Now, the heart knows only whatever we give it. And if we give the heart sorrow and sadness, the heart is going to have a tough time doing its job because it's not going to have a smooth flowing operation. If we give the heart joy and gladness, the heart is going to go, yeah, yeah, go, go, wow, wow. And it's going to do wonderful, beautiful things. And it's going to pump that 50 million gallons of blood through your body through the lifetime of most people. And it's going to be fantastic. But you know, scientists say 50 million gallons. Well, they're wrong, because we're all living at different levels of beingness. Some of us are athletes, and we pump a great deal more blood through our body than those of us who are couch potatoes. And if we're going to be a person who is not very active, we are not pumping that blood through our body very powerfully. We pump it through it very adequately, because that is always true. But powerfully, that's another measure. So now, keeping my heart pumping, keeping my heart doing its perfect job, is really something I give no attention to it. It's something that has no interest to me whatsoever, because it just does its job. I often say, what about the cells on the back of your body, on your shoulders or on your back? You don't even know they're there. You don't even know that skin is there. You don't even know that those cells are there. You don't even know that those atoms are doing their perfect job there. And it's true. And which is the case of almost all of our body. You might say it is the case of all of our body, because we have very little awareness of what's going on in our body, on our body, around our body, through our body, in all the cells of our body, and much less in the cells of our beloved, in the cells of our wife or husband or our children, our family, our home, in the cells of our co-workers, in the cells of our the air that we breathe, the sun that shines, all the things that are going on in the universe that are going on in a perfect, synchronistically harmonious way that are making us feel all is good and all is right and all is wonderful. And that's all going based upon love, the energy of love. Now, you say, how do you know it's based on the energy of love? Well, it's based on the energy of love because that's what I'm calling it. I can call it the energy of the quantum. I can call it the energy of the qala. I can call it the energy of consciousness. I can call it anything I want. It doesn't matter what I call it. But whatever I call it, that's what it responds to. And if I call it good, it will be responsive of good. It will be responsive of all that is beautiful and good and wonderful in my life, and my life and my affairs will be so fantastic, so marvelous, so outstanding, so beautiful, that I will just be content in every measure. I will not be looking for something. I will not be saying other people having something better than I do. I will not see one planetary system more powerful, beautiful than another. I will not be looking outside of myself for anything, because inside of myself is love. Inside of myself is the energy that operates the universe. Inside of myself is the reality of who and what I am. Inside of myself. It's not the blood. It's not the physical body of the muscles and the sinew and the bones and all of the other things that make up my body. It's the energy, the love. It's the energy that's flowing through my body. It's the energy that's coursing through all of my veins. It's the electrical energy. It's the cosmic energy. It's the energy of love. And that energy of love is doing such a wonderful job. And all it asks is that we say, go for it. When we want to shut off the energy of love, we call that death sometimes. We shut it off. And then we move on to another body. We move on to another dimension. We never cease living. We cease being aware that we live from one life to another, one body to another, one consciousness to another, but we really don't move from one consciousness to another. We take our consciousness with us, and our consciousness is our awareness that we are energy, that we are love, and that awareness is always there. That awareness is always there, like the 2,000 gallons of blood being pumped through our body every day. It's always there. It's in every nook and cranny of our body. And when we say that it is love, when we say that it is good, we keep our heart pumping by recognizing that love is the power source, the energy source, the electrical source, the absolute source of all. And how great that is. How wonderful that is. If you're living 70 years, 80 years, you'll be pumping 50 million gallons in your body in your lifetime. And if you're living 90 or 100 years, you'll be pumping maybe 80 million gallons or maybe more. Maybe as you get older, you pump less. And I say no. You always pump 2,000 gallons of blood through your body every day, because that's what your body asks of you. That's what your brain asks of you. That's what your essence asks of you. That's how the machine of your body has been designed to use 2,000 gallons of blood a day. So, 2,000 times the total number of days of your life will give you the estimate of how many millions of gallons of blood you pump. But in your sad days, your body doesn't pump the blood so beneficially or so completely. In your glad days, your body pumps the blood even more beneficially. And in your athletic days and in your activity days, it pumps it even more. And always, it is good and very good. You are the master of your life, and your heart will always keep pumping for you, doing its perfect job if you love it. All of us can begin today to love our hearts. We can begin today to love our heart regardless of what condition we have put ourselves in, regardless of how sadly we have taken care of our heart, how sadly we have taken care of our body during our lifetime. With the new energy of love consciously, specifically put into motion, we use that quala agency of ourself, and what is it like? It is like the feeling of goodness. We take our pulse, we take our rhythm, we get into the rhythm of life. We keep our heart pumping by loving it. And the more we love it, the more it is a simplistic thing. The more we love it, the less it needs of the physical universe to support it, because it is supported by the energy within, that energy called love, that makes the world go round, that makes everything function, that makes everything good and beautiful. Keeping my heart pumping, I just plain love it. And the more I love it, the easier it is for my heart to do its perfect and wonderful job for me, because that's what life is all about, and that's what I am all about. I am all about living my life in its ideal format, living my life in its perfect pattern, living my life in its wonderful feeling of universal love. This is my gift to myself. That awareness, my consciousness, keeping my heart pumping, I love it, and it works. Have a lovely day, and know that my heart's pumping pure love all the time, and so is yours.